Welcome to the Knoxville Christian Center podcast, where everybody is somebody and Jesus is Lord.
We ask you to pour out your mighty Holy Spirit upon us today. We recognize it's not by might nor by power, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father God, to touch your people, to pull down the strongholds in our lives. We believe you, Father God, for the supernatural faith of the living Creator God to come into our lives so we can believe you for everything we need now and forever in the name of Jesus. Touch your people in a powerful way. Deliver us from everything the enemy has and help us to receive everything you have provided for us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Thanks for being here today. Today we want to look at this thought. If we believe, we can receive. This is lesson 13 in this series of what we believe. And this one is about faith. Faith is an evidence, an assurance, a substance, a no-so, a revelation from God. It's not just gritting your teeth and believing God. As a young man, I had people saying, well, Barry, just believe God. Well, I found out I can't just believe God. I have to have something to believe. Can you say amen? I have to know what God's will is. How can I believe God for his will when I don't know what it is? How can I believe for God's will for healing when I don't know what it is? And you find out what God's will is in many of these cases just by reading the Bible, praying over the Word of God. And when God gives you a revelation on something from the Word of God, it becomes a no-so faith. Faith is an evidence, an assurance, a substance, a no-so, a revelation from God. How do you know you're saved? There's something in here that says you're saved. How do you know you're healed? You can get a word from God. In here, you know you're healed, even though it may not look like you're healed. In here, you know you are. It may not look like you're saved. You may not act like you're saved all the time either, but in here, you know you're saved. It's called faith. It's important to understand faith and how it works. If we access or receive all the benefits of Calvary by faith, then it is important for us to know what the Bible says about faith. Romans 5:2, through whom we have gained access by faith into his grace in which we stand. Through whom? Through Jesus Christ, we have gained access by faith into his grace. Grace is everything that Christ has provided, just like we're talking about there in communion. He's provided everything we need to live life and live godly, and you receive all those benefits by faith. Hebrews 11:1 tells you exactly what faith is. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It's not just gritting your teeth and believing and hoping. All that's going to do is send you to the dentist. You see, faith is an evidence, a substance, an assurance, a revelation from God. Faith is something that God drops in your heart. You can't just manufacture it. It's a word from God. Sometimes it's directly from the Word of God. You know my story about my scripture on healing. That came from God. God spoke to me and dropped that faith in my heart for healing. And that's the way it works on everything. God drops that faith in our heart. The Holy Spirit quickens the Word of God, produces faith, and sometimes it's just a word directly to God. You can search the Bible from beginning to end, and you will not find anywhere where it says, Barry and Dottie, go to Knoxville and start a church. But that is a personal word to me and Dottie. We know that God spoke that to us, and we know after 41 years, we're still in the will of God to stay right here. Amen. For now, can you say amen? For faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The true word of God, when preached, produces faith. If I'm truly reading the word of God today, it should produce some faith, unless you're sitting there doubting everything that's said. Well, I remember what happened to Mrs. Jones. I remember what happened to Grandpa whoever, and I mean just on and on. Or we can say, I'm not going to build my faith on what happens to people. I'm going to build my faith on the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and by hearing the Word of God, not about tragedies, bad stories about other people that didn't get healed or getting delivered. My faith is not in people. My faith is in the Word of God. Romans chapter 4, verse 20, my son, my daughter, attend to my words. This is how you get faith. This is how you get faith, where faith comes from. My son, attend to my words, incline an ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for their life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. This says that the Word of God is life and health to my flesh. Therefore, if I will meditate upon the Word of God, the Holy Spirit will quicken that Word and perform miracles in me. It'll become a no-so in me. Jesus said, my Word is spirit and life. You can't spend time meditating on God's Word and not wind up being blessed in some way. Because that Word will build your faith. It is alive and it lives in you. This is the way we produce and maintain unwavering faith. The Holy Spirit produces a substance and evidence as we meditate on God's promises. Then we must focus the radar of our faith on that substance, that evidence, that no-so, that revelation, and never waver. Donnie and I know that God called us to start this church, and there's been many of opportunities for us to waver and downly question, and sometimes we have. But we had no choice but to come back and just focus on that promise, focus on that no-so word. And as long as we stayed focused on that, God worked out all the circumstances. And it's still working. I mean, how do you pastor a church through COVID? You know, who would in the world ever dream that we'd have a year like we had last year? But we had just trust God to lead us and guide us and direct us how to get people healed without seeing them. I call them up on the phone and have a miracle right on the phone. I mean, we'd seen that before, but boy, we learned how to pastor through a pandemic where you can't see the people, go see the people, couldn't even go see them in the hospital, certainly couldn't lay hands on them. But buddy, we figured out how to do it by the power of the Holy Spirit while we were called, and so God just helped us. If God calls you, it doesn't matter if you know how to do it or not. He'll help you. Romans chapter 4, verse 18. Abraham is our example of faith. For Abraham, human reason for hope, being gone, hoped on in faith, that he should become the father of many nations as he had been promised, so numberly shall your descendants be. What was his faith? Did you listen? I told you to listen. What was his faith? Tell me. Hurry. So numberly shall your descendants be. He didn't just wake up one morning and said, I'm going to name and claim a baby. God spoke to him. See, if you get in prayer, meditating on the Word of God, God will start speaking to you. He'll start giving you promises. And then you'll have faith because you just believe what he said. If you pray for healing and he drops that in your heart and you know you're healed on the inside, it doesn't matter what the symptoms say. As long as you believe that and stand on that, you'll be healed. How do I know? It's the way I live. So numberly shall your descendants be. What was his faith? A promise. If you do not have a promise from God, why? If you want a promise from God, start meditating on the Word of God and praying over the Word of God. He did not weaken in faith when he considered the utter impotence of his own body, which was as good as dead, because he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's dead womb. You see, when he looked at himself and Sarah, he understood this promise was impossible. He was 100 years old, approaching 100. Sarah was approaching 90. He was too old. She was too old. She had been barren her whole life. Now she'd been through menopause, through the change of life, and so this was impossible. And that's when you need faith. Because, well, I had faith, but man, it's just been awful. Nothing's working. That's when you need faith. If everything's coming up roses, you don't need faith. You need faith when everything is not working. When everything goes wrong, when everybody hates you. You know, when everybody's threatening you, That's when you need faith, to believe God's watching over you and taking care of you, and he's got his angels watching over you. Then he is your healer. He is your deliverer. He's everything you need. You see, when he looked at himself and Sarah, he understood this promise was impossible, but he believed because God made the promise. No unbelief or distrust made him waver or doubtfully question concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong and was empowered by faith as he gave praise and glory to God. If you know you got a no-so word from God and it doesn't appear to be working, you go right ahead and praise God and worship God and just have a good old time while God works it out. If we have a promise, if you have a promise, do not waver or doubtfully question. That was Peter's problem when he's walking through the storm. He was doing just fine. Peter didn't get out of that boat because he felt like it, because he was naming and claiming he could walk on water. He says, "Lord, if it's you, bid me come." And the Lord Jesus said, "Come." And so the reason he got out of that boat was because Jesus said, "Come." He had a word. And as long as he stayed focused on the word and stayed focused on the Jesus, which is the word of God, he stayed afloat. But when the wind and the waves began to hit him in the face, and he may have, it was a storm, so he may have seen lightning, and then he got his eyes off of the word, off of Jesus. Now, y'all pay attention. This is how you go wrong. And if you want to know a good example of how to go wrong, how many of you know, just look at Peter. And then if you want to know how to go right, look at Peter after he received the Holy Spirit. He became a totally different guy. Can you say glory to God? So he's walking on the wind and waves, and so are we. I mean, walking on the water in the wind and the waves, and so are we. We're walking on water. When you're living by faith, a lot of times you see no reason for that faith at all. It's like being on water. But as long as you keep your faith focus on Jesus Christ, he's going to get you through your problem, through your sickness, through your disease, through the issues you face in life. But you got to stay focused on your word. If God's called you to do something, giving you a job, don't you ever question it. You stay focused. No matter how big the problem is, God will help you. Stay there until it's his time for you to leave, and then you don't want to be there anymore after that. You see, Peter had a reason to doubt. Well, you don't have any reason to doubt. Well, yes, you do. I have a reason to doubt all the time. But I have to make a choice. That I have more reason to believe, so I believe the word of God. Because it always works. Peter had a reason. He could say, "Well, I got wind blowing water in my face out here." No, just stay focused, Peter. Stay focused on the word that the Lord gave you. Stay focused on the promises. And you'll be okay. Stay focused on Jesus. And later on, he learned how to do that. 2 Corinthians 5:7, we live by faith and not by sight. If you're trying to live your faith by sight, life by sight, you will never have faith. You'll be up and down like a giant yo-yo. Don and I came here believing God. I mean, we've had every kind of problem you can think of, and sometimes the same thing over 15 times. We've been hit with everything, including the kitchen sink. You say, man, and you just stay focused on that word. Go to Knoxville and start a church. And then he gave me another word on top of that before we actually came here, and I've preached that before, so you can look that up or wait till I preach it again. But we had to stand on the word we had from God. And you will too. The just will live. Well, I don't want to live like that. You don't have a choice. The just shall live by faith. Either you're going to live by faith or you're going to have a rough row to hoe, as we say on the farm. Get in the word of God. Get you a promise. And no matter how much the wind blows, you stay focused on that promise. We live by faith, not by sight. We are not governed by what we see, but by the word of God. Don't go by what you see. Go by the word of God. 2 Corinthians 4:18. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Do you see the promises of God right now in your life? The promise you're claiming, do you see it? If you see it, it's no longer faith. It is a reality. Amen. If you're believing for healing and you got it in here, but you still look sick, that's okay. You still just stay focused on that word, that healing word, that revelation from God that you heal. You stay focused on that. You believe it, speak it, and act on it as much as you can, and just keep on going. Can you say amen? What you got to lose? How's that going to hurt anything? If you tell people to live by faith, it acts like that. Well, that'll kill me. No. The devil's going to kill you anyway if you don't believe God. You got to believe him enough to at least be saved. Can you say amen? Amen. Let me ask you how you know your sins are gone. Huh? By faith. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. How do you know he's faithful and just to forgive your sins? Because he said so, and you believe that, and you believe your sins are gone. You have no way to see that they're gone, but you believe they're gone because you have a word. All faith works the same way. With his stripes I'm healed. Can you say amen? Who forgiveth all and who healeth all. 2 Corinthians 4:18, so we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Abraham had his eyes fixed on God's word and not on the circumstances. He did consider his age. It does say he considered the fact that Sarah was barren. But even though he considered the impossibility, he hoped on in faith that he might receive the promise, and receive the promise he did. I had all the symptoms of COVID-19, but I did not get sick. And I never missed a day's work. Why? I had my eyes fixed on God's promises, on God's promise to me, and not on the symptoms. I had my eyes fixed on Matthew 8:16-17. Jesus healed all that came to him to fulfill the prophecy. And this is what, more than once now, I've repeated this, did it in communion, and God wants somebody to get this. Pay attention now. Jesus healed all that came to him to fulfill the prophecy of Isaiah, that when he came, he'd take our infirmities or sicknesses. And when I read that, fasting and praying, the Lord spoke to me, do you believe I'm still here? Yeah. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll go with you to the end of the age. Two or three gather together in my name. There am I in the midst of them. Yeah, I believe you're here. Do you believe I'm here to fulfill Isaiah's prophecy? Truly have borne our sickness and carried away our pains. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. Chastisement and peace was upon him, and with his stripes were healed. Do you believe that? Yes. Do you believe I'm here to take your infirmities and your sicknesses? Yes, I do. And I started getting healed left and right. And one morning during this COVID nightmare, I woke up and I couldn't breathe. And he said, well, go to the doctor. Well, if you can't breathe, you may not have time to get to the doctor. And so I just did what I always do. I just stood on my shield of faith for healing. Matthew 8:16-17, I began to quote that. Couldn't breathe, but man, I had enough left I could quote that. And one time when I was preaching and I was reading those scriptures about how Jesus said, do you believe I'm here to take your infirmities and your sicknesses? And all of a sudden I saw him, and he was looking right at me, and I could see behind him the cross, and it was covered in blood, and all my sins and all my sicknesses and all my diseases and everything was gone, blotted out. And I could see him right in front of me saying, do you believe I'm here to take this from you? Yes. And that's the way I did with COVID. I said, Lord, I believe you, take this thing away. And I mean, it was bad. I felt like I was dying. And all of a sudden, the power of God hit me, and that thing just left, and I could breathe. It was Tuesday morning. We do a staff meeting at 9 o'clock. I come flying over and did a staff meeting, totally healthy, totally well. Weren't you afraid you were going to expose someone else? No, when God heals you, it's done. It's the done deal. He took care of that thing. He killed it, whatever it was. Can you say amen? You can't tell me this doesn't work. And I do this all the time. And if you don't believe it works, I haven't missed preaching since God gave me this revelation 43 years ago now. I haven't missed preaching one time in all those years because of sickness. Now, you can call me nuts if you want to, but you might want to listen to what I have to say about this subject. Won't hurt you. You say, amen. And so I said, and then the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So I said, devil, you take your COVID and you get away from me. You get out in the name of Jesus. I speak to the mountain of COVID and I cast you into the sea. That thing went down. Well, after I started breathing, did the staff meeting, the thing came back this time. I was sick all over. I could breathe, but I was sick. I mean, I felt like I was dying all over, hurting all over. The symptoms. But you don't have to take the symptoms. Can you say amen? Now, come on, pay attention. If you don't want to be healed, that's okay. But some do. And I said, devil, you get your hands off of me. I cast this thing down in the name of Jesus Christ. You get your hands off of me. You have no right, no authority to touch me in the name of Jesus. And God healed me again. Totally healed me instantly. Standing on Matthew 8, 16 and 17. Truly have borne away my sickness, carried away my pains. I believe that prophecy, and Lord, I believe He's here to do it again. He did it again, and I never missed one day's work. Believing the word, He said, you either sin right now, one or two things. I don't believe that. Or I want to know how to do that. I hope it's the latter. And the way you do it, you pray over the word of God till it lives in you. And then when the devil shows up, that is your shield of faith. Amen. So I rebuked the devil, and he took off. You see, we go by what we know by faith and not by the symptoms. We can control where we focus our faith. Peter could have controlled where he focused his faith. Focus on the word come, focus on Jesus Christ in the storm, or focus on the storm. Focus on the wind and waves. What are you focused on in your life? The wind, the waves, the circumstances, the symptoms, are you focused on the Word of God? And we all have the same struggle. Some people may think, well, you never have a struggle at all. Man, I struggle all the time. And I preach a message like this, and as soon as I get home, the devil hits me with something. And I have a tendency to panic just like everybody else, but then I got to bring my focus right back to the promise. Y'all paying attention? I'm made out of the same stuff you're made out of. I get hit hard. Something happened last week that flipped me upside down. It took me about all week to really get, you know, back really focused the way I need to be focused. The devil's going to hit you with something out of the blue you never even thought of. It may not be sickness, but he wants to challenge your faith to see if you're really going to believe in the living God to take care of you the way he promised. You live in a demonized world where you like it or not. You can deny it. So I don't believe in demons and devils. That's okay. They're still trying to kill you. Will you believe them or not? They are. Will you believe them or not? They are. We must have, number one, faith is an evidence, a substance, an assurance, a revelation from God, a know-so inside. And number two, we must have and maintain unwavering faith to receive our miracle. Once you get that know-so revelation, you can't waver all over the place. James chapter 1, verse 6, and let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, nothing doubting. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. You see, we must stand in the face of defeat and not doubt God's promises. Abraham was faced with the defeat of not having a child because he told everybody in the universe that he was the father of many nations. And if that didn't happen, he was going to be embarrassed in front of everyone. But he stood in faith, not worrying about that, and God gave him the child.